Did you fill out a bracket by any chance, and did you have Duke going far in it if you did fill it out?
Don't even tell me, because I just left, and don't even tell me they lost.
Hold on, D-Row. Where are you right now? Where are you right now? Are you driving?
No, I just pulled over.
Okay, good. Duke lost.
Oh, man.
And we're live.
Yeah, no cussing.
You should have told me that before you told me that Duke lost.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm with you. I had Duke in the final form right there with you. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I didn't really have them going that far, thankfully, but, I had them going, to the eighth.
All right. Well, that's better than the four, like my co-host, who we took his shoelaces away from.
Yeah, but I also had them in Cincinnati, so it's...
Oh, doctor.
Yeah, oh, you took Cincy? That was dumb. Sorry, I'm just trying to feel better, dear. I'm sorry. I'm the guy who's Duke in the Final Four, so I'm looking for... I'm trying to grasp at straws here. Listen, we appreciate the call. Listen, there is a buzz with this game tomorrow. Do you feel it, D-Row? Listen, that performance last week, I don't know if people were expecting a result. That's a tough place to play for any team. But you get the result, you come back, people are talking about this team. Can you feel it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it feels like it's the first season again, there's a buzz back around the place and people want to see TFC. So we just want to, give them more wins and great moments for them to continue to support the team. But let's face it. I mean, these are some dedicated fans that have been through some tough times that have stuck with us, stuck with the team and the organization. And it's nice to get that feeling and that buzz in the air again.
You played on some pretty good teams in the MLS. Where does Jermaine Defoe and Michael Bradley, having now played with live bullets flying around you, put this team among those that you have been able to run with?
Yeah, I mean, it's up there with the top teams. Obviously, we're still building that relationship and understanding on the field. Off the field, I think they're great guys. They're competitive. They want to win, and they came here to win. So that's always refreshing. And they're team-oriented guys, which is most important. So it's fortunate that we have them here with us. And happy to definitely, the fans are definitely fortunate as well.
Obviously, a lot of people excited, Dwayne, based on Saturday in Seattle. Is this still a situation where you still got a few guys who haven't really played with each other a lot? There's still some gelling that has to take place. Do you caution some of the excitement you hear in the city? Because it's still a pretty fresh group.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, let's be honest. We won in Seattle. Great, great game. Great, I think we definitely hung on towards the end. I think it's a great way we showed our commitment and battle to see out a result. But we haven't won anything yet, so there's still a lot more work to be done. Like you said, there's still new faces. There's still time and to gel and get a better understanding of how each other plays. But right now it's we're in a good place. So we just want to continue to take it game to game and continue to go and build. And like I said, especially we're at home, so we want to have a great showing tomorrow.
Dwayne DeRosario, TFC.
It feels like tomorrow is going to be old school with the fans, though.
Yeah, good point.
Like I feel like...
I hope so. I want to see some seat covers flying and stuff on the
table. Nice.
Seat covers. Oh, whoever goes for a corner on DC United's in for a rough afternoon, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a long one. We'll leave on that. Let me ask you, what will it mean when you guys step out there? Because they're really trying to turn the page on what has happened in the past. And I mean, we're kind of joking about it, but when you guys step out there, the feeling people expect to see is going to be as unique as it was that first game when Dicchio gets the goal. It's going to be that kind of atmosphere most expect. Do you feel the same thing?
Yeah, and for me personally, it's going to be a special day for me to come back home and be back in front of my fans and my community, my city, and my family. So, that for me is going to be very, very special. Tomorrow, walking through that tunnel, approaching the field. But, I know the fans are going to be boisterous. I know there's going to be a lot of passion in the air. I know they're going to, be very loud and motivating the team. And, they're our 12th man. And, I know for the guys like Jermaine and Brad that haven't played it and don't know what it's about, it'll be good for them to see that too. So, we're just looking forward to a great environment tomorrow. We're most importantly, looking forward to a great, great display of football. And a positive result.